Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. There seems to be an overload of destabilizing things going on. The war in Iraq, fighting in Afghanistan, Iran wants nuclear weapons, oil prices threaten to surge to new heights, on and on. As unsettling as all of these developments are, it appears to me that they will finally push us to do something about our, as President Bush said, addiction to oil. Even after the gas lines of the 70s, President Carter couldn't break our addiction. President Nixon also tried and failed. We almost look with envy at Brazil, that 20 years ago began an effort to achieve energy independence. Why didn't we try harder? Well, the answer is simple. Oil was always cheap. With a free market economy, there is little incentive to make any big switch. Alternative energy pioneers like ADM, however, never gave up. Now, everyone wants to get in the act. I've attended two meetings of an organization called the Ag Energy Working Group. Their goal is 25 by 25, 25% of our energy from agriculture by year 2025. Now, 2 years ago, that idea sounded far-fetched, but not now. Something has to happen to make the farming business more positive. Well, expanding our market into fuel should strengthen our prices. When you look back in time, man has always relied on renewable fuel. Pioneers in this country burned wood. We can grow wood and corn and soybeans and sugar cane, as they do in Brazil, for fuel, as President Bush advocates. I'm all in favor of replacing 75% of our Middle Eastern oil imports by 2025. Wind energy also sounds good to me. How did the pioneers pump water for their cattle? Wind energy, the windmill. With the right incentive and the higher oil prices as the incentive, America can rise to the challenge. However, if the price of oil collapses, we'll be right back where we started. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.